everybody. Welcome back into another Waiver Wire podcast for week 7 here at South Harmon. I'm your host, Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Also follow my show at America's Game Pod that comes out every Thursday right here on this podcast feed as well. I would really appreciate it if you guys check those out. Like, rate, subscribe on YouTube and Twitter and any of your podcast platforms. That would definitely help us out a lot, too, if you could do that for us. But yeah, here we go. Week 6 is in the books. Week 7 we're getting into now. So just some quick points here. Like I always talk about, recording this Monday afternoon. So some of the injury news from Sunday and the Monday Night Football game will not be reflected here. I usually dive really deep into waiver wires for Dynasty players. If you're in super deep leagues, this is the podcast for you. But if you just want some regular redraft advice as well, I have that for you as well. So we go over both really deep pickups and the obvious kind of pickups for you for the week. First things first, with the byes coming up. So we have the Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys on bye this week. And I'm sure the Cowboys could really, really use a bye week after last week. So let's go over some of the injuries from last week. Anthony Richardson, he will start week 7 as long as he doesn't have any setbacks, according to Coach Shane Steichen. So Joe Flacco's 2 wins. He came in, got 2 wins for the team and got them back on track. And it looks like Richardson will be good to go. We got that a surprise Sunday morning that Flacco was going to start and Richardson was out. Richardson did practice in full during the week, but they made him the third emergency quarterback on that one. But it worked out for the Colts. They got the W with Joe Flacco. So yeah, Anthony Richardson will be back in there this week. Couple running back injuries for you. So this was like the week of hamstring injuries. Apparently there's a bunch of hamstring injuries, so we're going to get through those. But first one I just want to mention is Jordan Mason from Thursday night. He got a AC joint injury to his shoulder. Check his practice reports this week. It's possible he misses this week, but we'll have to see. It's kind of like a pain tolerance issue. So we'll see if he has any missed practices or anything like that, if Jordan Mason is going to play or not this week. Jerome Ford, he's week to week with a hamstring injury. So you're not expecting Jerome Ford to be out there. Same with Tajay Spears, week to week with a hamstring injury. So expect Tajay Spears is not going to play this week. Travis Etienne, a week-to-week with a hamstring injury. So Travis Etienne, one of the big players that you probably drafted, are going to be out for a week or two. Ramondre Stevenson, keep an eye on his practice reports this week. He did not play this week because of a foot injury, but just kind of keep the practice reports in mind and see if Stevenson is ready to go. And then Rashad White, he was out this week with a foot injury. Just monitor his situation. The Bucs were really, really good without him last week, so maybe they give him another week to kind of rest up there. So just going to have to monitor the practice reports there on Rashad White. Wide receivers. So Dontavian Wicks, he's going to be week to week with a shoulder injury as well. Not exactly sure what it is, but if it's another AC joint kind of injury or something to that matter, he's probably going to be out a week or two. Marvin Harrison Jr., he suffered a concussion, so we have to monitor that. He could miss 1 week. He could miss 2, kind of like Malik Nabers. Chris Olave, same thing. Concussion, may miss this week. So I would kind of expect to be without Harrison Jr. and Chris Olave this week for your teams. Mike Evans, he was in and out of the game, banged up. Just kind of monitor his status. He did finish the game, so it's not like, you know, he's got a serious injury, but he was banged up. He's probably going to miss practice this week, but you probably want to check back in on Friday to make sure he's good to go. Dallas Goedert, he left early with a hamstring injury and didn't play. Monitor his status, so he might be out a week or so. We haven't got any like official confirmation if he's going to miss this week or not yet, but I would assume so, that he's probably going to miss a week. Hayden Hurst, he suffered a groin injury and didn't return, so he's another one that you're going to have to monitor this week. So quarterbacks. So redraft quarterbacks this week that I like if you need to pick up somebody. Drake May going on the road to Jacksonville. Not really to Jacksonville. They're playing another England game. So Drake May against that woeful Jags defense that just gave up 5 touchdowns to Caleb Williams. So yeah, sign me up for some Drake May after his really impressive performance this week. Geno Smith versus Atlanta. I could see that game being a little bit of a shootout, so I like Geno. And Andy Dalton against Washington. I mean, if you're really digging for the bottom of the barrel here, like Washington has been getting smoked this year on defense, and Andy Dalton, he can definitely light up the scoreboard a little bit. So I would go with Andy Dalton if you need somebody this week. The dynasty and shitty quarterbacks is kind of just the same running roulette of guys that I've been saying every single week, but Jameis Winston should be on all of your teams. Drew Lock, you know, guys like that. Any of the quarterbacks that are playing really crappy, or any of the quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels that has a chance to maybe get hurt. So Marcus Mariota, Mitch Trubisky for Josh Allen, guys like that you kind of want to monitor and pick up. Now let's go over to the running backs for redraft this week. So first one on the list is Isaac Garendo. He played 17 snaps, which was 26%. He had 10 carries for 99 yards in those 10 carries. So really good performance there by Isaac Garendo. Obviously, he's not going to be really much if Jordan Mason is active and playing. But if he's not and you're a Jordan Mason owner and you need somebody, Isaac Garendo would be one of my pickups this week. D'Ernest Johnson / Tank Bigsby. So D'Ernest Johnson was the one who got the most snaps with ETN being out. D'Ernest Johnson had 35 snaps. He ran 25 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 16 in the receiving game, and 6 carries for 28 yards. Tank Bigsby, 17 snaps, 7 routes, 0 targets, and he ran the ball 7 times for 24 yards. So, yeah, I think D'Ernest Johnson is probably going to be like your receiving back, and Tank Bigsby should be the first and second down thumper. So I think those two are going to split the carries there and all that evenly, so we'll see how that goes. Amari DiMercato, he actually led the Cardinals in snaps at running back this week by a lot. Like, I don't know if James Conner was banged up or they just wanted to get DiMercato and Trey Benson more involved, but DiMercato, 31 snaps, 53%. He ran 19 routes, 7 targets, 5 for 39, and 4 carries for 25 yards. Now, they were down quite a bit in this game, so I wonder if maybe they wanted to give Connor a little bit of a break and let DiMercato do a lot of the receiving work. That's kind of what it seems like to me at first glance, but I would still want to pick up DiMercato if I can. Kamani Vidal. First game as a NFL pro, 19 snaps, 24%, 10 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches for 40 yards and a touchdown, 4 carries for 11 yards. Gus Edwards went on IR. He's out for another 3 weeks. He immediately came in and played over Hassan Haskins as well. So Kamani Vidal, he might have some life here and, you know, J.K. Dobbins, we're waiting for that injury to happen at some point here. Kamani Vidal could end up being that savior for you guys. So that's a really sneaky pickup this week for you is Kamani Vidal. Dynasty. So we got Patrick Taylor. 16 snaps, 25%, 5 for 16 rushing, 1 for 12 receiving. This is basically just a backup to Garendo, probably a guy who gets some spell carries in there as well. Maybe he's the receiving back if Jordan Mason misses this week, and obviously McCaffrey's going to miss this week too. So if you're in a desperate pinch, Patrick Taylor could be a third down running back that you could pick up there for San Francisco. Jamichael Hasty, 21 snaps, 32%, 12 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 9 yards, 3 carries for 12 yards. So he was the backup there this week to Antonio Gibson for the Patriots. And then I also want to mention Terrell Jennings, who also got in there over Kevin Harris. So 14 snaps, 21%, 9 routes, 1 target, didn't catch anything, and 5 carries for 13 yards. So in a super, super deep league, if you're just trying to pick up some bodies, Terrell Jennings is over Kevin Harris. So Terrell Jennings was the third running back. If he happens to be out there, Sean Tucker had his best game as a pro by far. 28 snaps, which is only 38%. 12 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown, and then 14 carries for 136 yards and 1 touchdown. So obviously I'm not expecting Sean Tucker to do that every single week, but if Rashad White misses again, Tucker is definitely somebody that you can throw in there into a flex spot. Jordan Mims for the Saints, 16 snaps, 10 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches for 13 yards, and 1 carry for 5. He outsnapped Jamal Williams, 16 snaps to 3 snaps. So has Jordan Mims just surpassed over Jamal Williams now? And then Kendre Miller should be back this week too. So just kind of a deep dive stash, somebody to kind of monitor. Pierre Strong, 30 snaps, 53%, 17 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 35, and 8 for 43 on the ground. Nick Chubb, excuse me, he should be back next week, so expect Nick Chubb in there, but they're going to have somebody handling passing down work. And with Jerome Ford week to week, Pierre Strong is going to be the guy, no doubt in my mind. So Pierre Strong, definitely like a viable, like super flex or a flex option for you this week if you're desperate. And then Julius Chestnut, 3 snaps, 2 routes, 1 carry for 2 yards. Just wanted to bring him up that he is going to be the backup now behind Tony Pollard with Tajay Spears missing a week or two here. All right, and let's get in now to the wide receivers for this week. So one in redraft that I really like, I think should be a really good pickup for you, especially if you're dealing with some injuries at receiver. Maybe you lost Rashee Rice, or you lost Puka Nacua during the year, you know, somebody like that. It's Noah Brown. 38 snaps, which was 64%. 27 routes. He got 8 targets, 4 for 58. He missed last week, and then he came back this week after the injury and immediately took over that number 2 receiving job. No questions asked. So Noah Brown, definitely somebody I would consider picking up in some redraft leagues. Michael Wilson, so 55 snaps, 95%, 34 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 21, and a touchdown. So with Michael Wilson, if Marvin Harrison is out this week, Michael Wilson is the de facto number 1 wide receiver there for the Cardinals this week, and they're going to be going up against the Chargers on Monday Night Football. So Michael Wilson could be somebody that you could pick up for next week. Have that late Monday night football guy. We're going to have 2 Monday night games again next week. So that's going to be the late one. That could be somebody you can consider. DeMario Douglas, 41 snaps, 62%, 28 routes, 9 targets, 6 for 92, and a touchdown. So with Drake May in there, I think this upgrades the passing options on New England quite a bit, and I would like to get a piece or two of these guys. So Kayshawn Boutte, who I'll mention here in a little bit, he led the team in snaps, but DeMario Douglas was there, Kendrick Bourne was up there, and Jalen Polk was up there. So those are the 4 main receivers that they're using right now. So if DeMario Douglas did get dropped in a redraft league, I would definitely pick him up. Kendrick Bourne, 34 snaps, 52%, 22 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 9. Now with Kendrick Bourne getting back in there, I really like that. Especially with Drake May getting in there. And Kendrick Bourne is just getting his snaps ramped up week after week after week now. So this is his second week back, already playing 52% of the snaps. So that's only going to go up from here for Kendrick Bourne, in my opinion. Dynasty wide receivers, got quite a few here for you. So Parker Washington, 18 snaps, 12 routes, didn't get targeted, but I want to put him on there as he is now the number 4 receiver with Devin Duvernay going to the IR. So Parker Washington could be somebody in a real deep league you could pick up. Xavier Hutchinson, 33 snaps, 50%, 16 routes, no targets. And John Mechie, 25 snaps, 38%, 12 routes, no targets. So these were the number 3 and number 4 receivers for the Texans this week. They didn't really need to throw to these guys at all, but I just wanted to show that. I think that was supposed to be more. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 33 and 25. So, yeah, these are your number 3 and 4 receivers there for the Texans. You know, Hutchinson obviously outsnapped Mechie, but Mechie did get in there a little bit. Robert Woods did miss too, so I think that's why Mechie played. So if Woods comes back, obviously Nico's on IR. I don't love Mechie as much, but Hutchinson I think is going to be pretty steadily in there while Nico Collins is out. Kayshon Boutte, who I mentioned earlier, he led the Patriots with 55 snaps at the receiver spot, which was 83%. He hit, ran 32 routes, had three targets, caught all three for 59 yards and a touchdown. And Boutte has just been coming on and on and on the last couple weeks. So I really think he's got a chance to stick here in the Patriots starting offense here. If Jalen Polk has been really struggling, so I could see them going with Bourne, Boutte, and DeMario Douglas in the slot. So those might be the three Patriots receivers that I want to stick with right now until Jalen Polk gets out of his funk. Bub Means, 50 snaps, 71%, 34 routes, 8 targets, 5 for 45, and a touchdown. So obviously with Olave going out, Bub Means stepped right into his role and ran his routes and all that. So Bub Means, definitely the Olave replacement. And if Olave misses again this week, Bub Means is definitely somebody you can start this week. Simi Fehoko for the Chargers, 40 snaps, 51%, 19 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 44. He was third among the Chargers receivers this week in snaps, above Quentin Johnson by a couple snaps. I still like Quentin Johnston, so I'm not like looking to drop him or anything, but just wanted to mention that Fehoko is getting a little bit more run in there. I'm guessing it's because he's a bigger body and can block. That's probably why. Troy Franklin finally got some love this week. 34 snaps, which was second on the team. 65%, 28 routes, 3 targets. He caught 2 of them for 31 yards and a touchdown. And then his teammate Devon Vale, 35 snaps, which was 62%, 29 routes, 5 targets, led the team with 4 for 78. So I think with Courtland Sutton, right now it's Franklin and Vale. And little Jordan Humphrey took a step back. Marvin Mims has just been a ghost all year. So yeah, just wanted to mention these two Broncos receivers here. You might be able to pick them up. With the Raiders, so hopefully Devontae Adams comes back this week, or maybe he gets finally traded. Who knows? But we're gonna need some other paid or Raiders receivers for the year. So Trey Tucker got kind of shut down this week. Jacoby Myers missed. So here are the guys behind them. So DJ Turner was the clear third receiver behind Myers and Adams and all that, and Trey Tucker. But now he was the number two behind Tucker this week. 42 snaps, 67%, 27 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 37. Then you had Alex Bachman, 27 snaps for 43%, 19 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 31. And then Christian Wilkerson, 27 snaps, 43%. And then he had 17 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 18, and a touchdown. So really, really nice there. For him. Then the next one I want to bring up, I've brought this guy up the last couple weeks, and he has soared up the depth chart ever since he came in, and that's Jalen Coker. 43 snaps for 65%, 30 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 30, and he has surpassed Jonathan Mingo now. So Coker is playing a lot more snaps than Mingo, and he is currently the number three wide receiver there for the Panthers. Tim Patrick, 30 snaps, 44%, 16 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 68 this week for Patrick. So Patrick has been a reliable number three wide receiver there this year for the Lions so far. And then two Cowboys receivers to round it up. Jalen Brooks, he had 43 snaps for 71%, 33 routes, 6 targets, 1 for 15. He's not doing much of the snaps, but the guy who is Kevontae Turpin. 32 snaps, which was 46%, 20 routes, 7 targets, 4 for 24. So especially in return yardage leagues or anything like that, Turpin is like a must own right now. He has been really good. Scott Fishbowl, he scored like 30 or 40 points for me on my bench this week. But yeah, Kevontae Turpin is definitely somebody I want to hold on to right now. And then let's get into the tight ends here real quick. So a redraft tight end this week I have for you. It's Theo Johnson, man. 70 snaps, 89%. That's what you want from your tight ends. If you're just streaming at tight end every week, I would just grab Theo Johnson and throw him out there. He's just going to start getting better and better as the season goes on. He had 35 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 30. So he's starting to come along. I'm starting to like Theo Johnson a little bit more. Some dynasty tight ends. So Ben Sims, the Green Bay Packers' new backup with Luke Musgrave going on the IR. Ben Sims played 28 snaps, which was 38%. He ran 9 routes. He had 2 targets, 2 for 38. He actually outperformed Tucker Kraft this week in the stat category. So we'll see how that continues to go on, but I would expect Tucker Kraft to keep dominating there. Grant Calcaterra, I've mentioned him a couple times on this podcast this year. With Goddard going out, he played 57 snaps, which was 92%. He ran 24 routes, 4 targets, 4 for 67. Calcaterra is like a really athletic tight end, so definitely somebody I want to pick up this week is Calcaterra if I can. Will Disley, I want to mention, 52 snaps, 67%. 22 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 26, and that is if Hayden Hurst misses a week or two, possibly there with his groin injury. So Will Disley back on the radar in our lives. And last but not least, Lucas Kroll. So I think this one had a lot to do with the game script because they were down so much early and Greg Dulcich was out. But Lucas Kroll led the team with 34 snaps, 60%, 30 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 11. The other guys, Troutman and Adkins, didn't play much. I think it was just because they were down so much and Kroll is the best receiving tight end that they had. So not something like I'm like, oh, man, I got to go get Kroll. He's the Broncos tight end one now. No, I don't think that's the case. I think he was just forced into that role because they were down all game. So that's what I'm thinking with Kroll. And then finally, the what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment. So it continues on with the Colts. Another four-way fuckfest at tight end. Each guy's playing like 20 snaps between Granson, Mo Alie-Cox, Drew Ogletree, and Will Mallory got in there again this week. But this is really costing A.D. Mitchell. So A.D. Mitchell only had 15 snaps. Like, I'd rather these guys run, go out and run 4 and 5 wide. Get Ashton Doolin out there. Get A.D. Mitchell out there. Get all these tight ends off the field or just pick one already. So that's my frustration this week is the Colts tight ends. Again, you can never play any of them. You can just have them on your best ball team and hope for the best at this point. But just going to kind of peek through any of the injury news here before I sign off here. I see Ricky Pearsall is coming back from the NFI list. Taysom Hill was limited. Chris Olave. These guys play on Thursday, the Saints. Chris Olave did not practice. Rashid Shaheed did not practice. Alvin Kamara was limited. Okay. Patrick Surtain missed with a concussion as well. He did suffer a concussion early on in that game. They play Thursday, so expect Spencer Rattler to be going up a Broncos defense that is not going to have Spencer Rattler. TJ Hockenson was at practice. Aaron Jones was doing light work today, so that's good. And Sean McVay said Matt Stafford won't miss any time with any back soreness. So all good stuff there for the most part. But yeah, other than that, guys, that is going to wrap it up this week for you here on the Waiver Wire podcast. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff at Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF is where you can get all your stuff there for the podcast. Our live streams that we do, there's so many different live streams there that happen on YouTube during out the week. And then obviously the Start Sit show that I run on Sundays. If you need any help with your Start Sit decisions, please come join us on Sunday mornings. That's always a lot of fun. And just check out our awesome podcast feed, all our awesome videos that are on the YouTube at South Harmon FF on YouTube as well. Check all those out, guys. They're really, really good content for you guys. So I hope you're all enjoying it. Good luck to you here in week 7. Hopefully we get these injuries to cool down a little bit. We haven't had any major injuries, especially the last week or two. Hopefully that continues on. I can deal with a muscle pull here or there, but none of these season enders. I hate the season ending injuries. So Yes. With that, good luck, guys. We will see you next week here for week 8 of the Rotowire Show.